Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's as high as the time zone in. So I jump back in where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am.
Oh, he's a great guy. Michael Franti is going to be in town on Monday, October 21st, a week from this Monday. They will be at Grinders in downtown Kansas City. If you have never seen Michael Franti, you will never get a bigger smile on your face. I promise you that.
Our thanks to Steve Howe for coming in for the hour. That will not be the last time we do that. I just always find it fascinating to talk to our DAs.
Really good.
One of the things he told us off camera that I have to pass on because it never occurred to me that this is so important. We talked a lot about identity theft. He said, choose credit.
Not debit.
Not debit every single time. And I've never known the difference other than the obvious. When they say credit or debit, I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. No, no.
Credit's a buffer.
Credit, not debit, every time. Because if someone is going to wipe out your bank account, they're going to do it through debit, not credit.
And the credit card company, as he explained to us, is a buffer between you and the bank.
Pass it along.
It is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let us go straight to the newsroom. The honorary first grievance of the week, and Rebecca Crockett.
All right, so my grievance this week is with our office chairs, because I am losing office chairs like three a week. I'm on my third chair in here this week, and the first one I had today wouldn't go down, and when I tried to sit like at my desk, my knees hit the desk, and I had to like slouch forward to try to do the news because I didn't have time to go switch out my chair.
Who is stealing the chairs?
Well, they're breaking them. I don't know who's breaking them, but they're all breaking.
Wow.
I'm on my third chair, and this one is missing an arm.
The chair you have right now is missing an arm?
Yes, it is. I might just fall off of it. I don't know. It just wasn't there.
Do we need some anger management intervention, Rebecca? What are you doing to the chairs?
My chair is just fine.
I got a good one in here.
I have two great chairs in here.
Two arms?
Really? You have two in there.
Mine goes up.
One of yours.
It's all good.
Sounds like a newsroom problem to me.
It's definitely a problem.
Hashtag not my problem.
Hashtag first world problems. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Simply, you just call in at 576-7798 with your grievance. You cannot name a company by name. Keep that in mind. That is very important. We will have to let you go and dump your call if you name a company by name. And you can also text in your grievance at 22980. Let's go to the top. First in, first up, Ian in Kansas City. Hello, Ian.
Hi. My grievance is one that you've heard before with those stickers that you try to take them off and it just leaves all that gunk behind. Well, they put those stickers on copper water pipes. And believe it or not, sticker gunk is not a code-approved way to seal a fitting copper water pipe.
What was the last part?
I bet it's not, Ian.
Thank you, guys.
All right, brother. Be good,
Sticker
man.
Sticker residue. That's a good one.
576-7798 and a first. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Hi.
So my grievance is with bad contractors. And can I give you a little bit of backstory on this one?
As long as you don't give us a name, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely. So a week before Thanksgiving, 2 years ago, well, actually be 2 years this November, we had a devastating house fire. And we decided we wanted to go ahead and rebuild because we love the area. And throughout the construction process, at first, everything was great. Toward the end, we noticed that things were starting to get worse and worse, and we were having to point out things that they weren't doing properly. Like, they tried to vent the bathroom into the soffit vent, and we don't even have a soffit vent. Fast forward, and, you know, so we, you know, called them on that, let everything else get done. About 3 weeks after we finally moved back into the house, we noticed some problems with the toilet. So we called the contractor back out. They pulled the toilet and come to find out that the plumber had set the flange for the toilet too far down. And his solution, rather than raising the flange up, was to use two wax rings to seal it. Didn't work. They slipped off of each other, and that was what was causing the problem. So they insisted that, oh, no, it was fine. We just didn't get it done right. And went ahead and did the same thing again. Fast forward a year and about a month ago, we find out that there's mold all over the basement. Call the contractor, and he's like, oh, no, it's not on me. It's the plumber. You have to call the plumber. Call them. They're like, oh, no, it's your contractor. You have to go through them. And so there's this back and forth. And all we wanted was our house to be put back together the right way. So now we have to call a lawyer, and it's just a nightmare.
Well, I hope you find remedy, my friend Mike.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. God bless you, brother. Andy in Lenexa. Andy, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So, last year, got laid off. Bad things happen to good people.
Yep.
Filed bankruptcy and took a hit on the credit. No big deal. This is a rebuilding year. Found a good job. My wife and I went out to look for a car. We found a car, and we need to get the trustee approval to be able to get the loan approved. So we went and did that, waited like 30 days to get that done. And while we were waiting, the car that we had chosen got sold out from under us. So the dealership said, no problem, don't worry about it. That put us in a different car. Well, we have the car now, but now the loan people are calling and telling us that we have to get another trustee approval for this car. So now we got to take things back to the trustee. And, you know, it's like a big smoke and mirrors deal. Meanwhile, the customer, us, is trying to make sure that we can get our family from point A to point B. And, you know, the dealership, they're getting their money, and the loan company, you know, if they get everything approved, they'll get their money. But it's a huge hassle for, you know, the common people like you and I that are just trying to get, you know, our family from here to there.
Amen, brother. Good call. And I hope you guys get it all worked out. Let's go to Charles in Blue Springs. You're next. Charles, hello.
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Hi.
What I don't like is if I'm in a conversation with somebody, I'm going to tell them I'm going to do something, and then they'll tell me to do what I just told them I'm going to do. It's like it had to be their idea.
You know what you should do, Charles, like that?
I know what I do. I say, well, why not think about that? That's a good idea.
You know, Charles, can I give you some unsolicited advice?
Go ahead.
You should call a radio station and have a grievance and air it.
Whoa, what a great idea! Can I trust this your radio station?
576-7798.
I like Charles.
He's a good cat. Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Trish in Lee Summit. Hello, Trish. Welcome to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
All right. Today, my grievance is when someone calls you for a phone number today. That's what happened. And you start rattling it off. They're like, oh, wait. Let me find something to write on. And so I'm thinking, be prepared for the information you're calling me about so I don't have to spend my time wasted while you find something to write on.
Mm. Let me just say this, if I may, Trish. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the grievance. This has been a Festivus Friday of all new grievances.
New grievances.
I'm very impressed.
I'm liking it.
I'm very impressed, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's one. And this is a whopper. My grievance is with the people who questioned my choice of an upcoming bilateral mastectomy for my breast cancer. This decision was neither simple nor quick.
Nor any of your business.
But that initial dismay and skepticism really hurts, and explaining everything is exhausting. There is no family history or genetic factor. When I lay out all the facts, each has agreed, oh, well, they'd probably do the same thing in my shoes, which I suppose is gratifying.
It's none of your business.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Please tell me your opinion on my breast cancer treatment.
Let's go to Antonia in Lawrence. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
My grievance is my son plays baseball. He's only 11. But we have to pay as a team $436 per tournament, which averages to about $43 a kid. And then each parent and sibling has to pay per day to get in, which makes about $15 for the family to get in.
They charge the siblings?
No, they charge you. No, they charge you to get in. For example, Antonia, I have a little bit of experience here. Let me help out. So, hey, I'm going to put you on hold because the wind is really loud. Kelly's son plays tournament baseball. Well, he plays in a league, but they do a lot of tournaments. This is where these baseball groups make their money. It's a damned racket. And so you pay for the season, okay? So you just play.
Which is not cheap.
No, but they play like out at 3-2 and whatever in Western Shawnee and Lenexa. Then on weekends when you're not playing games in your league, the teams will often sign up for tournaments. Well, it's like 430 bucks per team to get into the tournament. So it's like 30, 40 bucks per parent, per player. Then when you go out to, say, 3-2, or we went to a tournament up in Liberty one time a couple weeks ago, they charge you to either park your car or to get into the venue, and it's usually about $5. So if she has a son who's playing baseball, okay, you follow me here? And then, so he's already paid for with the $40 bucks to play in the tournament.
But if you want to go watch.
But then you and your two other kids want to go watch, it's $15 to get in to watch him play.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you, this Little League baseball thing in Kansas City is a racket.
From the text line, my grievance is with my coworker in our open office who clips her nails at her desk every week. It is disgusting.
Yeah, that's awful. Just chew them. Brittany and Lee Summit. Hello, Brittany.
Hello. My grievance is with my husband, who I just called, and instead of answering, hi, honey, I love you so much, he said, it's Festivus Friday. This better be good.
Oh! Oh, no, he did it!
Yes, he did!
Wow!
Was it good?
If he's listening, Brittany, right now, do you have anything you'd like to say to your husband?
Well, he did just get a job promotion, so I'm very proud of him, and I do love
Brittany,
him.
Brittany, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hang on just a second. We're going to get him on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to put you on hold. Brittany, I'm going to put you on hold. Sam's going to get with you. And then, Sam, I want you to get his phone number and call him immediately back on one of the counter lines, okay? All right, Brittany, you just hang tight. We're gonna get what's his first name?
Tyler.
Tyler, the soon to be ex husband.
No,
okay.
Tyler loves Festivus Friday. Okay. I mean, do you blame him?
I'm on it.
Get him on as soon as you can. Mark in North Kansas City. Mark, hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well,
good.
We're doing well.
All right, I love your show. I'm gonna preface that I love both you, Dana, and you, and Parks. I love you guys, but sometimes Dana.
However,
everything is great in your book. In other words, there's no black and white. You can always bring up an instance of what if this thing happens, or what if whatever the problem is. I used to have a psych teacher like this.
Yes.
It was like, it drove me nuts. It's like, no, not everything is gray. Not everything's black and white. Sometimes you got to draw a line. Kind of like football and all this other stuff you're talking about. You bring up stuff that are just, I love your show. I'll listen to you. I've listened to you for years. But, man, that gets to me sometimes.
Wait, is it that I'm always gray or that I'm never gray?
You're always gray. You always can go, yeah, you always go like, okay, there's a problem. And then Parks will say, yeah, but this is, like, you know, he wants to get off the planet type thing. Some of those issues are get off the planet. They're black and white. They're just, it's nuts.
I love your grievance. I actually love your grievance, Mark, because I thought you were going to say the opposite, that everything is black and white with me. And I will tell you this, most people who know me, who actually know me, would say everything is black and white.
Huh. Hey, Tyler. Tyler, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, hey, Tyler.
Can you hang on through the news? Your wife wants to talk to you.
Hello.
We love you too, Tyler.
Well, we love you. You're on the air, by the way. Can you hang on? Hello. Your wife, Brittany, I believe is her name?
Yeah.
She would like to talk to you. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
All right. You stand by.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. So am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime.
All right.
But it's July.
I think we got Travis Walker on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of an honorary member of the show now that he's left. But we'll get to him in just a moment. Hey, Tyler, you still there, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, man. Hey, by the way, I love your enthusiasm for this show. It means so much to me, man. But your wife is pissed.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, let me get her in here real quick. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
You're on with some guy named Tyler.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
I thought I had to call Hey, Parks to get a hold of you, so here we are.
This better be good, Tyler.
To my defense, we had just had a lovely happy hour down in the plaza. Sitting in some Kansas City traffic, settling in, listening to some Best of This Friday, and I get this call. So,
and you answered with, "This better be good." Festivus is on.
Unfortunately, that was the answer. I'm going to have to spend the rest of the night making it up to her. But
Brittany, what was so important that you had to interrupt Festivus Friday?
Well, I just want to see what we are doing tonight.
Travis, what are we? Or Tyler, what are we doing tonight?
It sounds like we're trying to have some friends over, so you're more than welcome to come, Scott.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, come on over.
No, I'm good.
Come over for the Husker game tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Huskers, go Big Red.
Hey, thank you, guys. Yeah. That is awesome. That is one of the funniest Festivus Friday grievances we have had in a long time.
All right, Tyler, you're my new best friend.
I love you too, Scott.
All right, love you too, brother. Be good. Okay, let's go to my man. Travis Walker on the plaza.
What are you doing?
How's it going, y'all?
Hi, honey.
So good to hear your voice,
man. Hi, Travis.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well, man. What's up?
Good. I just got a grievance for you guys.
Oh, good. Come on.
It's with my beautiful, beautiful wife of almost 1 year in December.
Mel, yes.
You know, that trophy I won in bowling, mm-hmm. I think you remember that, don't you, Scott?
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Okay, yeah. Yep, so it's been in my room on my nightstand for a long time.
That's a big trophy.
Yes, yes. I eat spaghetti out of it, sometimes cereal. Well, I woke up this morning, it was gone. I'm trying to figure out where it is. I find out that it's actually in the basement now.
What?
I'm pretty upset about that.
She moved your trophy?
She moved the trophy, said it does not belong on the nightstand in the bedroom.
What? Wait. Travis, stop. So you wake up this morning. The trophy is mysteriously gone.
It's gone.
You approach the only suspect, which is your wife, Mel.
Correct.
A trophy that you won fair and square at the last Dana and Parks bowling bash.
I hit a turkey for that trophy.
I know you did. I was there. You beat my butt. And she says, what?
It does not belong on the nightstand in the bedroom.
Excuse me, bitch!
So, I think it's time that we kind of do a switcheroo. She gets the basement and the trophy goes back in the room.
That's right.
Okay. Just making sure you guys agree on this.
Wow. She moved it while you were sleeping?
While I was sleeping.
That's low.
So low.
Is this marriage going to see 1 year?
It hits in December if we make it there.
Mm.
So the trophy is still staying.
You tell her I said hello. We love you and we want to see you soon.
Yes, I love you guys too.
And no more trophy nonsense.
He will not be the first man in history who had the wife remove the trophy. Off the mantle, off the nightstand.
Did you do it?
No.
Well, you've never had the trophy.
So true.
Norm in KCK. Hello, Norm.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, man? Hey, I love the show, guys.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
Scott, you're very thorough, and Dana, I love your laugh. Mm. My grievance is stores that are closed but leave their open signs on.
Oh. That's good.
What kind of store did you pull into where the open sign was on but the store's doors were closed?
Could have been a restaurant, could have been a drugstore, could have been, a little store. I don't know, just any store.
That's a good one, Norm.
Yeah, it happens all the time, man.
All right, right on, brother. Hey, you have a good weekend and be safe, will you please?
And you do the same.
All right, man. Appreciate that. 576-7798, Fester's Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Amy in Lenexa, you are next. Amy, hello.
Hi, guys. First of all, I love the Travis Love.
Oh, Travis is a great cat, man.
Me too.
He is a great cat.
Well, I have a grievance, and I know you get a lot of car dealerships, but after a long and torturous sale, I was getting ready to finish up, and they said my sales rep couldn't come in because he had a family member pass away. Well, I didn't believe it. And we finished up, and the sales rep called me the next day and said he was sorry he couldn't come. He had family come in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, they told me you had a family member pass away. And he chuckled. And I said, well, I'm glad they're alive and well. And I just thought that was rather odd that they would make up such a weird story.
So you're the car seller then, right?
No, I purchased a car.
Oh, you purchased a car.
I purchased a car and the dealership said my sales rep.
Oh, your sales rep. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that he had a family member die. And he did not.
Mm-hmm.
why would a sales, their own commission?
I don't know, but that's a terrible excuse to give if it's a lie. Why not just say you're sick like everybody else instead of killing off one of your breathing family members?
Michelle in North Kansas City. Michelle, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I have 4 children. I am a teacher. I put in a lot of extra hours with extracurriculars, and an acquaintance of mine just had her second baby. And she's always complaining about how exhausted she is and stressed out. And she worked 2 days a week. She forced her husband to take a pay cut and only work 4 days a week because she needs him to be home to help her. She has a night nurse, a daytime nanny, and they are leasing a $185 a month baby space bed to help them put the baby to bed.
Wait a minute. Who has a night nurse? What is this, 1840?
I don't know, but she says, I'm so tired. I can't function. And I'm thinking, bitch. I'm sorry. Lady.
Jeez.
You don't know what tired is. Shut up.
It sounds like she doesn't take care of the baby at all.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. It's her husband.
I'm hung up on night nurse.
Yeah,
night
nurse.
Night nurse.
What's a night nurse?
She gets 12 hours of sleep, so her husband stays up all night with the baby when the night nurse isn't there. And she goes to sleep at 9 o'clock at night and gets to sleep until 8 the next morning. And sometimes the night nurse comes, and the night nurse gets up with the baby.
Here's the deal. Michelle, I love this grievance, but I just have to be honest. If I had a night nurse, I would not tell anyone.
Mm-mm. Right? That's
what are you, Meghan Markle?
That is, I want to know more about the space thing, and do they have those for adults?
Well, apparently it's this bed that is so expensive you can't rent it. You have to lease it. And it rocks the baby, like, up and down and side to side, so that way the baby can transition from being rocked in your arms to rocked in the bed and go to sleep.
Excuse me, bitch!
What is it? Michelle, thank you for the call. There is something in the water today with these grievances. I have never...
These are the best grievances ever.
Ever.
Wait, Michelle, I'm not done. Is your friend rich?
She's an acquaintance. They are well-to-do, but they are not wealthy by any means. Yet she was upset when people didn't buy things off of her baby registry for her second one. Because
when you see her in person?
Well, she's an acquaintance. My husband is friends with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm telling you right now, I ain't friends with nobody who has a night nurse.
Michelle, do you have a dog?
No, I have four kids. I don't have time for a dog.
That's fine.
They would have a dog walker.
Do the kids poop?
Yeah. Absolutely, and I clean it up.
Collect it in a little paper bag and then put it on her porch and set it on fire.
Oh, Scott.
And then ring the doorbell.
Oh, my God.
That's not going to do anything. The night nurse will take care of it.
Her husband will have to handle it.
Hey, there's a flaming bag of poo on my front porch. Can you summon the night nurse?
And then she'll still complain about it later.
You wouldn't believe, Michelle, what somebody did that Dan had to take care of.
Oh, my God.
They put flaming poo on my front porch.
Michelle, thank you for that call. Wow.
From the text line, how much debt does this lady have with a night nurse?
I mean, give me a break. If you don't want the kid, don't have the kid. Seriously.
Pay for a night nurse.
Which means I don't want to take care of my own kid.
From the text line, my grievance, radio talk shows that don't answer the phone during great topics. I couldn't text. I was on the highway. The Golden Girls characters were in their 50s when the show started. Rose was supposed to be 55.
Not in real life.
Blanche was 53. Dorothy was 57. And Sophia was 80.
Wow, that seems young.
I feel targeted by this grievance.
Somebody knows a lot.
Way too much about
the Golden Girls. There ain't no way those women were in their 50s.
No, they were
in their 60s.
They were easily in their 60s when that show was on the air.
Or 70s.
We'll get to more of your calls in just a moment. By the way, just brought to you by Michelob Ultra, I want to tell all of you, thank you. This has been one of the best Festivus Fridays we've ever had. These grievances are original, they're funny, they're well thought out. Thank you. 576-7798. I'm on the highway to hell. On the highway to hell.
Highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. No.
Get back to your grievances. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Pat in Olathe. Hello, Pat.
Hi there. That's funny you just played Highway to Hell. Because my grievance, and let me preface this by saying, I don't have a problem with motorcycles. I have a lot of friends that own them, but they drive them respectfully. I've got two idiots that live down at the end of my street. I'm two doors down from a stop sign. They race down the street, not at the same time, of course, because they're not related. They stop at the stop sign and rev it before they turn right or left. It has punctured my last nerve.
Ooh, sounds like it.
Pat, I hear you. Do they wear helmets at least?
No.
You know, I'm sorry to hear that. I really, really am.
And it happens. And they're not young.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why don't these guys work? Because it happens several times a day. Last night, the last time I heard it was at 9 o'clock. But you know the only one that's happy in this scenario is my liquor store owner.
How so?
Because I go there and buy vodka.
So she can sleep through it.
Oh, Pat, I love you. You call back anytime you want.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one. I was like, wait, what does he have to do with the motorcycles? Oh, duh. Can I read this on the text line? Because I laughed out loud.
Go ahead.
My grievance is with those blanking trash cans at blanking fast food restaurants with blanking round holes when you have a blanking square tray. It's remedial blank. Who thought of this? Are you kidding me?
Let's go to Pam in Pam, hello.
Hello. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. Good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you. I love your show, and I like to listen to it every day on the way home. It's so much fun.
Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. My grievance is related to roads as well. I live down in Lewisburg. I'm about a mile away from where that country star was supposed to play on the farm tour that
yes.
was supposed to come through here. And I was very upset because farms occur, you know, near gravel roads. And the city down, the county down here decided that they were going to be really fancy and repave roads that didn't need to be repaved and then come out and asphalt gravel roads.
Oh.
So all the city people could come out in their little rhinestone boots and go to the fancy place in the farm and not have to be, I guess, accosted by gravel roads. So they probably emptied out our county road budget for maybe the next several years. I don't know. And then the concert never happened. So we just wasted just tons and tons and tons of money on this. So now people who live out here and pay taxes are not going to be able to have the upkeep and maintenance of our roads for people who live here. So people who live in the city could drive on the roads one time and maybe now not at all.
Funny how the good ones go.
That's a good song.
Too soon, but the good Lord knows.
Does that song sound like death to you?
Probably. I'm not the biggest country fan, but yeah. It's like
I want to make sure. Hang on, Pam. I want to make sure I understand this. So Luke Bryan.
The reasons why.
Yeah.
Is supposed to play in your town last month, I think it was. And they ended up canceling the show because of heavy rain and he couldn't set up. They paved the dirt roads in your town?
Okay, it's not in the town. It's in the country because he was doing this
right.
alleged.
He was doing it on a farm. Yeah, he was going to do it on a farm.
Right, because I live in the country on gravel roads too, and it was about a mile from my house. And they paved like 3 miles of a paved road that was already paved and in fine condition. So they repaved it, remarked it, and then they took gravel roads that were just gravel roads, and they came out with asphalt machines and asphalted in those gravel roads so that the city people...
Why are you enunciating the word ass in asphalt?
I love it.
So the city people wouldn't have to get gravel and icky things on their car.
I don't need dust on my car, Pam.
Well,
I get it.
Pam, I'm sorry, but as a city folk, I'm going to have to challenge your grievance.
Oh,
as
you
a city
not.
Folk.
No, you don't get to.
You do not get to.
I don't want gravel. I don't want gravel in my bedazzled jeans when I come out to see Luke Bryan. And play stuff that really ain't country.
Those people should just buy tickets to Sprint Center events. I don't know why he's having. Why is he having a farm tour if they're not gonna? It's a farm,
right? That's a great grievance, fam. Very nice. Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not bad. From the text line.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Moderate fan is a big fan today. This has been great. I needed this today. Thank you.
Best Festivus Friday in 7 years, without a doubt. What?
Some of these are just really, really funny. I just got off work. Can you please replay this as the bonus hour? No, but we will podcast this as soon as the hour is over. My grievance is with Pat about the motorcycle. She needs to stop being so old. Wow. I'm not old. That would bother me.
Ouch.
That would bother me.
I mean, I have a grievance with the bicycles that ride by my house every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Turning right. That doesn't
Scott,
make me
you
old.
Stop being
that
so
doesn't
old.
Make me old. That means I just don't want you riding down my street and I want to throw a baseball at you.
Are they that loud that you can hear them
yes.
yelling turning right?
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
There's like 40 of them
do
in a
Do they
row.
Listen to the show?
I don't
and so
give
they're purposely
a hot
just
red damn
yelling
they to the
when
show.
They go by your house.
From the text line, a lot of this on the text line. The round trash can holes are to prevent you from being able to throw away the square tray.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, gang. I applaud you. That was the best Festivus Friday we have ever had. Because of you. Loved the original grievances. Thank you for that. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We got to get out of here. There's some Friday night football to be played. There's some CTE to be gained. Come on. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I hope you have a good weekend. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, and most importantly, be good. So bring your good times and your laughter, too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.